Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to be able to spend more time with you, especially when I get to reintroduce you to our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Chester Elton. Chester is the co-author of The Carrot Principle and The Orange Revolution, which is his and Adrian Gostick's new book. And Chester's been joining us now for a long time, golly, what, about 7 or 8 years now, to talk to us about getting our employees motivated, getting them engaged, getting them to take ownership. And he's here right now to talk to us about more of that. Chester Elton, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. What's new in the world of customer engagement?
Well, here's the thing. You know,
employee engagement, I meant to say.
There you go. You know, you mentioned our books, The Carrot Principle and The Orange Revolution. And next April 3rd, circle it on your calendar, we have a new book coming out about how to create a highly engaged, highly productive culture. It's another book that we're publishing with Simon & Schuster called All In, How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Deliver Big Results.
Hmm. All right. So tell us about that. Tell us more.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things we did is we went back into history and we took a look at this culture of belief. You know, when people come to work, do they really believe that what they do is important, mm-hmm. that they make a difference, and that when they succeed, they're celebrated? So we found this character. I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy before. Have you ever heard of the Great Blondin?
Yes. I have.
Really? Tell me about it. What do you remember?
Well, I don't remember. I just know the name, Blondin. I don't know the context, but I've heard the name. Go ahead.
Well, this is a really interesting character. He's this French acrobat in 1830, and he was the first one to walk across a tightrope across Niagara Falls.
That's where I've heard the name. Yeah.
There you go. And so we found this character, and we studied him, and we read about him. And here's what he did, Jim. It was really fascinating. So he shows up at Niagara Falls. And he says, do you believe I can walk across the falls? And, of course, you know, it's kind of like NASCAR, right? Half the people want to see him succeed, and half the other people want to see him crash, right? So anyway, he does. He goes across the falls. But then on the way back, being the showman, he stops in the middle, and he does a somersault on this high wire.
Wow.
And then comes to the end. Well, it becomes kind of a tradition. He does this about a dozen times, and every time he ups the ante. So one time he shows up with a wheelbarrow, and he goes across the falls with this little wheelbarrow. He stops in the middle, and get this, pulls out a stove, cooks an omelet,
puts
it on a plate, lowers it to the maid of the mist. They eat it, he brings it back, and he goes across the falls. And people go crazy.
Unbelievable.
So he shows up one day, and he does this, and this is the point of the book. He shows up, and he yells to the crowd, who believes I can cross the falls? And they all say, we believe. And then he says, who believes I can cross the falls with my little wheelbarrow? And they all say, we all believe. And then he says, great, who will get in the wheelbarrow?
That's the difference between being involved and committed, right?
Exactly. And so, you know, everybody's kind of like there's a spot on their tie on their shoelaces. And then finally his manager says, well, I'll get in. He says, no. He says, I just want to prove a point. There's a difference between saying you believe and actually getting in the wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the essence of our new book.
Well, I like that. And it reminded me of the old involved and committed story about the bacon and the eggs on your plate. You know, the chicken was involved, but the pig was committed.
Exactly. And see, that's the point. You know, I think we spend a lot of time in small businesses, big businesses, you know, home businesses. We spend a lot of time in about coming up with our mission, our vision, our values. We put up the posters. We do the team building exercises. But, you know, are people really, really committed? And we found that, you know, in these high-performance cultures, now, this isn't just a bunch of fun stories about crazy French acrobats. Mm-hmm. You know, we have 303,000 surveys that were conducted by Towers Watson mm-hmm. in their top performing clients. What were the common elements? And, you know, you and I have talked for years about the importance of engaging your employees, and that is there. There's high engagement, and there's high energy. You know, there are ways to energize people. But the biggest thing was is that they were enabled. Mm-hmm. You know, they had the tools to do their jobs. And when those three elements were present, you really had an opportunity to drive high performance, to drive belief in what people were doing. It was important because you took the time not only to train them, to instruct them, reward and recognize them, but to give them the tools to do their job.
Give us your website quickly, Chester.
It's thecultureworks.com. It's pretty simple.
Thecultureworks.com. When we come back, can we talk about how to convert belief into ownership?
You got it.
I'd like to do that. We'll come back, folks. We're going to be doing this right after these messages. Chester Elton is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night.
She was hanging on Johnny. He was holding on. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.